Only one legal hurdle prevents the startup of work at the Kensington Gold Mine, and mine owner Core Alaska is asking the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to immediately lift an injunction in place since 2006. Environmental groups have said they would not oppose that. Core Alaska President Dennis Wheeler says the company is ready to start work on the tailings facility once the Ninth Circuit issues the legal documents, expected within 60 days. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has more.
Backed by a large sign that read, "Kensington Mine thanks you for your support," an emotional CEO, Dennis Wheeler, addressed a room full of mine supporters.
"And without your steadfast support, we genuinely believe that we would not be here today."
The Tuesday morning gathering was called by the Juneau Chamber of Commerce, some members who pledged Wheeler their help 20 years ago when he first came to town to drum up support for the project.
"This is kind of like cold case."
A three-year-old legal challenge against the mine was finally settled with last week's U.S. Supreme Court decision, allowing the Kensington to deposit tailings into a freshwater lake at the site. The High Court reversed the Ninth Circuit's ruling that the Army Corps of Engineers tailings permit violated the Clean Water Act. The only thing left to build is the Lower Slate Lake tailings facility, but the 2006 injunction stopped construction on the plant. In a motion just filed, Core Alaska requests the Ninth Circuit immediately dissolve the injunction. If it's not lifted by July 20th, the company says production would be delayed well into 2011. Operations now are scheduled to begin by the middle of next year. The company says another delay also could cost an additional $18 million to $26 million, not to mention the economic impact on the Juneau area. The environmental groups that brought the original lawsuit are not contesting Core's request to vacate the injunction. Wheeler believes that's a good sign.
"By this action of indicating they would not oppose the lifting of the injunction, I'm hopeful that SEAC, the Sierra Club, and the Lynn Canal Conservation Groups are signaling that they are ready to move forward and work together constructively now to get the mine into operation and to create these badly needed jobs."
"We're not going to do things like oppose this motion for vacating the injunction, because those type of actions are just going to be frivolous delay type of actions, and that's not what we're out to do."
Rob Cadmus of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council was not at the chamber breakfast. In a telephone interview later, Cadmus reiterated the group's pledge to make sure the Supreme Court decision does not allow other mines to dump tailings in lakes or streams.
"We're not necessarily pushing for the permits to be revoked at the Kensington, but our record is out there, and we've always been upfront that we think paste tailings is the best option for the Kensington. And if EPA made steps towards that, we've always been supportive of paste tailings."
Jim Ayers of Oceana, an organization dedicated to protecting the world's oceans, heard Wheeler's address. He says it's now up to the Environmental Protection Agency to make sure the Kensington protects Berners Bay.
"Dennis Wheeler, in my view, is committed to protecting Berners Bay, and that's what this is about. And EPA is committed to seeing to it, and that's their job. And that's what the Supreme Court said, that EPA has a job to do here."
Wheeler said he wanted to assure Juneau residents that the company will support the town, be a good employer, and keep the environment clean.
"We here in Southeast Alaska are going to demonstrate to the entire mining community that Kensington is going to be a model operation in terms of care and protection of the environment, and an operation that will be safe and clean, of which we'll all be proud."
It will take about 300 workers to complete construction at Kensington, but that startup date depends on when the Ninth Circuit Court lifts the injunction. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.